Can I start?
Yes, yes you can.
Okay, joke of the day. A retired Florida man was arrested for refusing to nap.
Really?
Yeah, he was resisting arrest.
Oh, boy. Okay, as you can hear, I am joined by Lewis, a.k.a. Joke of the Day Guy, who will be serving as today's co-host.
Yes, because your regular co-host and my son Toby is down in Florida visiting my parents with the leprechaun.
That's right, but they will be calling in to update us on their adventures, so how about we start the show?
Sounds good to me, but wait. Did you know that one day soon, Florida will be an entirely blue state?
Really? Do you think so?
Yeah, with the sea level rising, it'll be underwater.
All right, that's not bad. Pretty good. All right, Alex, please start the show.
Welcome, listeners, to Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Today's show starts in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Another podcast, Ishvan.
Hi guys, welcome to today's podcast. Glad to have you here, and glad to have you here today too, Lewis.
Oh, thank you. I always enjoy being on the show. Now, like I said, Toby has taken Leprechaun down to the villages where my parents live, and he has been entrusted with a cell phone of his very own. So we can call him anytime.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Okay. Well, then let's make Toby proud first and foremost and take care of the business that he normally would.
Oh, okay. I'm ready to go.
Okay, good. Because today is Monday, August 19th, and that means...
that it is International Orangutan Day.
And this day is meant to inspire people to take action and safeguard this amazing animal in the wild.
It's no surprise that orangutans are intellectual because they share 97% of their DNA with humans. This could explain why the term orangutan means forest person in English.
Unfortunately, humans are the greatest threat to the survival of orangutans. Deforestation, for example, encroaches on their habitat, not to mention hunting.
Some wildlife specialists believe they will be extinct in the next 50 years. Oh gosh, that's terrible. Although several organizations are working very hard to conserve this very special creature.
So here are some ways you can observe International Orangutan Day.
1.
Gather more information.
You can mark International Orangutan Day by learning about their habitat, behavior, their lifespan, and more.
2.
Donate to a rescue organization.
If you care about orangutans, you'll want to do everything you can to ensure their survival. You can help keep them alive by supporting a rescue organization. A simple donation can go a long way.
3.
Create awareness online.
Share your ideas and the information you've gathered with your friends and family. You could even share the link to today's podcast on your social media as a fun way to inform people. The most important thing any of us can do is raise public awareness about deforestation risks. So please, give a little thought to the orangutan today, so these amazing creatures can survive and thrive for a long time to come. Back to you, Ishvan.
Thanks, Lewis. Excellent job. Excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, how about we take a break before we call Toby and Leprechaun? And since those guys are down in Florida, How about we play one of the highlight tracks from my next kid's record? Alex, can you please play Frederick the Alligator?
It would be my pleasure. Here is Frederick the Alligator from Ishvan's forthcoming kid's album, Flaky Pastry.
I know a guy, I'm not gonna lie, like you've never seen. He was scaly and scary. He liked to take naps. He was totally green. He liked to wear his favorite vest every day of the week. But it started to tear from all of that wear. It even started to shrink. So we went to the store so he could buy more than he would have to. The man at the store said, how can I help? What can I get for you?
So friend said, sir, can you get me a vest?
And the man said, no, yes. But before I do, let me put you to the test.
Would you like me to get one in orange? Or would you like me to get one in blue? Or would you like me to get one in yellow? Yes, what would you like me to do? My name is Frederick, I'm a sleepy alligator. My name is Frederick, you can call me Fred. My name is Frederick, I'm a sleepy alligator. I love to take naps and my favorite color is red.
But now that you mention it,
I'd love to have one in orange. I'd like to have one in blue. I'd like to have one in yellow. Get me one in red, too. 'Cause my name is Frederick, I'm a sleepy alligator. My name is Frederick, you can call me Fred. My name is Frederick, I'm a sleepy alligator. All the shopping's made me tired, so I want to go to bed.
All right, thank you, Alex. Yes, that is the official 2.0 version of Frederick the Alligator. And another one of my favorite tracks from my next kids album out early next year.
Ishvan, I'm placing the call to Florida now.
Oh.
Please stand by.
Oh, I can't wait to hear Toby's wonderful voice. It's been a while.
Hello?
Hi, Toby, it's me.
Oh, and your father too.
Yeah, you're on the podcast. What's up?
Oh, nice. Hi, you guys. Wait, hang on. Leprechaun here. Come and say hi. Hang on. Hello? Hello? You guys, it's me, Leprechaun. I'm soaking up the sun here in Florida. Hey, watch it, lady. Ishvan, if you come down here, you're going to have to be careful. These old people are dangerous on their rascal scooters. It's like the geriatric cannonball run.
Hey, let me talk.
Wait, here's Toby again. Yeah, he's not lying, you guys. That lady is a menace.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, hey, other than surviving crazy rascal drivers, have you guys been having fun? Is Leprechaun having a good time?
Yeah, and have you heard your favorite song lately?
Yeah, it's been fun for both of us. Grandma and Grandpa took us on a pontoon boat swamp tour.
Oh, we saw alligators. It was so cool.
Yeah, we saw like 3 alligators, like up close and personal. And we've been swimming in the pool like crazy. And Leprechaun ate creme brulee for the first time when we went out to a nice restaurant for dinner.
Wait, give me the phone. Give me the phone.
It's fun. Listen closely. I would like to have creme brulee every night for the rest of my life.
Oh boy.
So please add it to the grocery list.
Okay.
Okay, here's Toby.
Oh my goodness, you've got a creme brulee fanatic on your hands now.
Yes, I
Toby, have your grandparents figured out that the leprechaun is not one of your friends from school?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no way. Everyone down here is operating on another frequency. I think it's safe to say that frequent cocktails fit heavily into the equation. You can get away with almost anything down here. Wait, watch this. Hey, everybody, tomorrow's my first solo flight. Who wants to go skydiving?
Oh, my goodness, that's not good.
Yeah, listen to this. Hey, oh, who wants my spare ticket to go ziplining over the alligator pit? See, you can suggest just about anything and people will do it.
That's so funny. Hey, Toby, your dad kind of mentioned it, but have you been hearing lots of bands like the last time that you were down there?
Oh, yeah, tons. Grandma and Grandpa made us go listen to one of their favorites called Knights in White Satin. And they played weird songs from some old band.
Oh, that's the Moody Blues.
Yeah, that's them. It was not great.
Hey, tell them about our side hustle.
No, you tell them.
Guys, Toby told me about the song that had haunted him the last time he was down here.
Oh, you're referring to, of course, Mustang Sally?
The very same. Well, I told him there was a clever way to transform that awful tune into something more tolerable and ludicrously lucrative.
Really? Hey, I'm all ears. How did you do that?
Oh, just listen to this. Okay, folks, gather round. It is the village's distinct honor to present to you the song stylings of the Sumter, Marion, and Lake County's greatest singing duo, Gits and Shiggles.
Oh my goodness, what are they doing?
I think they're busking.
All right, here we go. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Mustang Sally!
Oh, no.
Girl, you better slow that Mustang down!
Oh, my God.
What is he doing?
Oh, Mustang Sally, baby!
I don't know to be proud
Girl,
or embarrassed.
Girl, you better slow that Mustang down!
Oh, my goodness.
You've been running all over the town now! Ooh, I guess I got to put your flat feet on the ground! Thank you, ladies! Thank you! No, please!
Guys, did you hear that? They're empty in their pockets and tips. We're cleaning up. All right, thank you so much. We'll be back soon, everyone. We'll be back before you know it. Thank you very much. Ishvan, did you hear that? Toby can't sing to save his life, and they were lapping it up. This place is totally weird. It's been a fun place to visit, but I certainly wouldn't want to live here. Toby, how much did we make?
I don't know. You have to count. It seems to mean a lot. Dad, Leprechaun is right. We had a lot of fun. But I am ready to come home. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Okay. I'm glad you boys had fun. Now your mother and I will be at the airport to pick you both up. So be safe. We can't wait to see you.
Yeah, we miss you guys. It's not the same without you. Have a good flight and we will see you tomorrow.
Hey, we almost made 50 bucks.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot. Okay, we miss you guys too. See you tomorrow. Bye everyone.
Okay, I think that's our cue to wrap up. Thanks, everybody, for listening to today's show, and a huge thanks to you, Lewis, for being such a great co-host.
Oh, you're very welcome. It is always so fun to be on the show.
Oh, well, like I always say, you are always welcome here. So how about you and everyone join me right back here for the next episode in 2 weeks' time. But until then, I am Ishvan.
I'm Alex the Computer.
And I'm Lewis, a.k.a. Joke of the Day Guy. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi guys, it's Ishvan.
And Toby.
And we want to thank everyone for listening to the show.
Yeah, and we also want to remind everyone to help us keep the show commercial free by going to Ishvan's Venmo virtual tip jar at Ishvan Songs.
Yeah, that's ISTVANSONGS. And leave a much appreciated tip, big or small, to keep the podcast going into the new year.
Yeah, because we love making this show and every little bit helps.
Again, that's at Ishvan Songs via Venmo. Thanks, you guys, from all of us at Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Bye, you guys.